estate services, Lavazzi and Boob1.co.uk present the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 314. I'm Adam and, oh my word, here's Debbie Melrose.
Shall we destroy?
Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
He's arranging some sort of intelligence test, Jamie.
Mary Lang.
Alien races are occasionally useful.
And Andy Nanny.
It may look old, but it just might go off.
Master?
Yes. That didn't take long. I didn't get into the first sentence. That you spot
no, I've got a question which is unrelated to the episode.
It's not to do with quintessential...
My question is, what attracted you to watch what is quintessentially a British TV show about a man with a
TARDIS? Funny that you went all share
tell
at that point?
Tell me now, please.
You went all share then. I think the share situation saved you on that one, Andy. Notice I could have done that, but I decided not to because.
No, you've done. Has anybody not done this?
Bond?
I'm going to go and climb in a bin somewhere.
You know? I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I'm going to go and get in the garage and go and climb in one of our dustbins, I think, in a minute.
Anyway. This week we're going to be looking at The Dominators, which for me is the first of the first story of the modern era of Doctor Who. It's the first time it really started to feel like the Doctor Who that I watched as a child. So we're going to start, rather appropriately, with Episode 1. Now Episode 1 begins quite a long way before the Doctor appears, isn't it? So they're on planet with some very dodgy looking flying saucers. Flying Hoffman.
Well, that's nothing compared to the lemon squeezer that turns up in about 5 years.
Yeah, except we've actually got one of those. I need to take a picture of it and post it.
You know what these flying saucers remind me of? And when I was a child, we used to have these spinning tops. You push down
yes,
they go and make a humming noise.
Yeah. Yes.
And they look like those, but you take the innards taken out and just the spinning top part.
Yeah.
I'll look up a picture and put it on Facebook.
Do you have to?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's funny that when they're sort of about to land... They look like one thing, and when they land, they completely change into a completely different looking spaceship, really. I know it's a slightly different angle, but yeah, bless them. It was difficult to do special effects in those days. Now,
The special effects really were absolutely dreadful for this. I mean, you know, could they get any worse, really?
They could get worse.
They did struggle, but. Is it Ronnie Allen? Is it Ronnie Allen or Ron Allen?
Ronald Allen.
That's it. Who used to be in Crossroads.
Now, yes.
He actually managed for the whole of this story to maintain that sneer.
He did, didn't he? He was struggling.
I was quite amazed because he normally plays quite cool and collected characters. You know, very suave characters.
He was struggling a bit towards the last episode. It seemed to be becoming more of a caricature of the sneer by the end of it.
Yeah, well, he really got across the sneer, so his lip just curled a little bit, didn't it? Anyways, the Dominators land on Dulcis and they sort of need a bit of radiation.
Some people during production were describing them as wood lice. Hello?
Sorry, yeah, so I thought you were going to elaborate on that.
No, it's
describing
wood lice.
Why?
Yeah,
because of the shape of their costumes.
No.
No. No. It just looks like they're wearing skirts that got hoiked up a little bit too far.
No. The Dominators.
Oh, sorry.
Don't see that either.
Well, I must admit,
it still looks like they're wearing costumes that were hoiked up a little bit too far.
Well, Dawn watched two episodes of this, and she thought the costumes actually appalling. I mean, they couldn't really get any worse, could they?
They were. It's like they
were pretty good. Who on earth designed those?
Oh, I kind of like Zoe's.
Well, yes. I mean, that was interesting, wasn't it? But the Dominators' costumes were frankly awful, and so were the... The Dulcis,
Dulcians?
Dulcians, thank you, Dulcians. Yeah, I mean,
Dulcis.
I mean, Dulcis. Who on earth designed those costumes? Because they
I'm sure it's in the title somewhere.
They're awful. They look like they stapled curtains to their chests.
In the meantime, Cully and his a few of his friends are going on a little trip in a little tent. I think it's a tent. It looks a bit like one. And land, and then they get spotted by the Dominators. I think Cully sort of decides he's not going to run out. Anyway, so the others get killed.
Hooray!
Quax, destroy!
Yeah, I did like the way Rago got really cross with Toba by the end of it.
Well, just,
you will not destroy everything.
What about the special effect they use for when the girl gets killed?
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
It's like a photograph, and then the face sort of melted. Is it weird that?
There weren't very good. I mean, there weren't very many. I mean, how many Dominators? We only ever saw two Dominators, didn't we? They weren't that good.
They were just advanced party. Yeah. They were there to do the deed.
Yeah, and then 8 minutes in, the Doctor finally turns up and is really excited to be...
With his fishing net and beach balls.
Jamie instantly knows how to blow up, being he's from... They had lots of beach balls from his time, of course.
Well, they do cover that by later on when he gets scanned. They say evidence of recent escalated learning.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have a little poke around and end up in this what looks like a bit of a museum with some very scary dummies in it, and they find a gun.
Yeah, they couldn't afford dummies, so they got actors to be dummies.
Like that. It did look like actors. They couldn't afford dummies. It was cheaper to get actors.
Yes, that's what the infotech said.
Okay. Oh my!
Also, the gun has a wire attached to it, so that it will light up.
Okay, but anyway, they find this gun. Laser gun?
Yes, that gun.
Yes, and some other doctor ends up in the middle. They all actually end up in the middle of another group of Dulcians, that some of which are not particularly good actors, unfortunately.
What, the council?
Are they the council? No, they're not in the council yet. These are the...
No, the council's the next episode.
Oh, no, the survey party.
Yeah, the one with the chap with the beard and the bird with the blonde
hair.
They're at survey unit, yeah.
The bird with the blonde hair wasn't a particularly good actress.
Kando,
she was very pretty, though.
She wasn't a good student particularly either. He kept prompting her.
Yeah, and it happens quite often throughout this story that people seem to, show up places, and it's like, because I've written down several times, how do they get from here to there? There's no obvious means of transport.
We've got some comments coming through. Obviously, Alan T. Butcher saying, hello, Alan, and he says, ha, ha, ha. That was just something that happened about 10 minutes ago, so I do apologise. And Jeff Waddle says, there's a crinoid on your right shoulder. He's talking about the plum, but it happens to be on the table.
Yeah, it does look good, yeah.
There was a Pokemon in our staff room at work today.
I did catch it.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. I don't know how it got
today. Pardon? So I was at a Pokestop. I had no idea how to activate the Pokestop. I had to come... That's my oldest daughter, back to it.
I don't know what the Pokestop is, and I don't know what these gym things are. Apparently, I've got to have a level 5 before I can go in this this gym thing. I don't know what they're for.
All the pubs in cows are Pokestops.
All I'm doing it for is I quite like the idea of when you're about to catch the Pokemon and trying to put the Pokemon in the photo to make it look like it's with someone you know, which I managed to achieve that during my tea break. Had it sat on my colleague's lap. Which is quite funny. Anyway,
I haven't been able to actually see them in real life in the augmented
reality. Pokemon.
Well, how can you not? Because when you catch them, it goes to real life.
How did we get Pokemon?
Yeah, how did we get there? Right,
Master started it.
I did, but I can't remember how I got there.
Exactly.
Pokemon,
huh?
Anyway, we're on the planet where the
by the way, I just posted a picture of a wood lice on the thread.
No, a wood louse, not a wood lice.
Fine.
We've got three viewers at the moment. Hello, three viewers. So, like I say, so they've infiltrated this little group of Dulcians that includes Cully.
Yes, Mr. Henderson from the 11th Hour.
Yep. Mm. So, meanwhile, the Doctor and Jamie go out to have a little poke around, find the spaceship.
42 years between appearances.
Thank you for that. Find the spaceship, go inside, and old Quark's destroy man was standing on top of a little hillock and sort of rather sort of illustrated that Doctor and Jamie were in a little bit of danger there. And I like episode two because episode two has the Doctor and Jamie pretending to be stupid. Jamie didn't have too much trouble with that.
Well, he couldn't work out why the Doctor wasn't playing stupid, could he? Look, you put the bit in there. You're being hurt here. You know, put the bit in there. It'll work.
Now, everyone is saying things about how bad the special effects were. Yeah. However, I thought what they did to stick them to the wall and to move them from the wall to the table was clever.
Clever, but it was simple.
All their money into doing that.
Mm. And also that flashing display panel on the back wall.
Yeah, I thought the spaceship set was quite good. To be fair, yeah, it was quite good.
That's being done by rotating a piece of one. It's almost a polarizing thing.
Mm. Can I carry on now? So Kelly and Zoe, because obviously they've split up now. Kelly's now with Zoe. And Zoe's very smug, actually, as she sits behind Cully in the little space, sorry, little capsule as it descends or goes to the island where the leading committee people are. And the chap who plays Cully's dad, I wasn't impressed with him.
No.
I didn't think he was particularly a good actor at all.
He's supposed to be be some kind of leader, and he's busy playing with the top at one point.
Just didn't come across
It was a pretty cool top.
It was, but it was like, what's the point?
Instead of just being invaded and he's playing around with that thing,
Well, the point was at the top of the Quark's head, to be fair.
Ooh.
It was true. So, the Doctor and Jamie are considered to be stupid, so they're going to get destroyed, but of course, old Crossroads bloke turns up to say, don't kill them, we need to save the energy, da, 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 da. The gun is always sort of, the laser gun is always sort of like in the peripheral parts, because you know they're going to need it at some point, which is quite funny. There's a point in which Cully decides that Zoe needs to either be wearing a sexy sort of female Dulcian costume, or perhaps even a cat suit, and sit on the TARDIS or something like that. But obviously, she saved the cat suit for later. And decided on this
very impractical outfit, as she called it. Doesn't approve.
Indeed. And then they're back in the capsule again, going back to.
According to Infotext, Zoe's is red. Zoe's is red, and Kendo's is blue.
Thank you for that, Kirby. Right. I'm drinking non-alcoholic stuff at the moment, everybody, so we just as well. So Zoe and Cully get trapped while all these rocks are falling down. Can't remember why. What was that? What was it? Was it an attempt to destroy things, or was it just the Dominator's drilling? I can't remember now.
No, there was an attempt to destroy things.
Oh, yeah, of course. I should have guessed that.
Destroy is what the one Dominator says.
Yes, and then when you have a conversation between the Doctor and the committee about defending itself, basically, because they don't fight, they have no need to battle. This sort of idea has been used in Doctor Who before and since, I think, a society which needs to be encouraged to go to war to save them. It has been used recently, hasn't it? The David Walliams character was that race he was in that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that sort of. No, we're not going to fight. We're
just Master.
Also. Yes, we can see.
Master.
Yes.
Master, do they not have hardware stores on the Isle of Wight where you can get some oil for your chair?
Well, I don't think oil works particularly well on springs, Kirby. It might do on bearings, but this chair has springs in it, and when I move from one side to side, as you can see, it's creaking because the springs are creaking. Sorry.
We can't see though.
I was there. I can vouch for it.
Oh, uh-huh. I suppose you were. Yeah, of course.
Dev's got a
fold-up
chair that creaks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had fold-up chairs when we had to come round, didn't we?
Yes, that's probably the same fold-up chair. Anyway, right. So the Doctor, as I say, is trying to persuade them to stand up for themselves a little bit because the Dominators are quite a Quarks, I should say, quite a formidable
No, they're not. They're pathetic. They're not formidable at all.
Well, they killed a
blooming joke.
They killed a few people. There's one.
In a scene in the second episode, we've passed it already. Apparently, you can see just at the edge of the screen, one of the quarks trips and falls. And you
it's
can,
not a quark,
you can hear,
it's a quark, Kirby.
You can hear it. And they say in the info text, everyone had to stay quiet and not laugh for 30 more seconds for the scene to end. But then everyone kind of laughed and went, aw, because there's little boys. Hmm. Inside.
Jeff Waddle says, dull kiss.
Yeah.
Let me see, the doctor flying little capsule thing, and then he realises there's a problem, isn't there? And you said this is the scene where he eats the sweets, and for some reason Kirby assumes it's jelly babies when it isn't.
It looked like a jelly baby.
Wait a second.
Like a pack of sweets.
You don't see at all what he's eating. All he sees is the paper in front of his face.
Master.
Yes.
You said so in your book.
No, but the reason I said so in the book is because I got that information from another source, not necessarily Wikipedia.
Also, it's all over the place in several Wikipedia type articles, including TARDIS.
All right, it might have been a jelly baby.
And
Infotext.
No, Infotext did not have it, but someone else said it too. I believe it was Graham Sheridan, of all people.
Okay, well, let me just say, if it's in my book, of course
there's
it's right.
Evidence of what he's eating.
So
he's finishing a sandwich, for what we know.
So no, Zoe,
those jelly babies, you got them in little bags like that. We see those bags. Later on, all the time.
It's not a bag. It's like a wrinkled wrapper.
Yeah, that's how they used to come. They used to come in little bags. You keep in your pocket for ages. They end up looking like that, Mary. Little paper bags they used to have in the 60s and 70s. Anyway, Zoe, yes?
Yes, Graham Sheridan is the person who said yes. He said it over on my wall.
Okay, thank you. Moving on.
And he knows.
Zoe and her little team of friends become slaves because they want to see how long it takes before they're exhausted. The doctor meanwhile has got a problem with the spaceship, so he has to pull out all the wire from it to
that was brilliant, the way he basically took the dash off. I'm going to work out how this works. Are you sure, doctor?
Yeah, it was a problem though, wasn't it? They couldn't stop or something like that. I can't remember now.
He couldn't. I don't think he could slow them down, but he had to go into the nose of the thing to get the wire.
What he was doing was, Jamie pointed out to the doctor that they were going to land exactly where the quark was.
Yeah,
so the doctor had to still had
so
to
be
steer
waiting
it.
For them when they got back.
Yeah, that's what we. Yeah, but we were talking about, can they actually slow it down?
Anyway, back to the episode.
he said the doctor said he wouldn't have any problem at all.
Okay. Moving back to the episode.
Really?
Shut up. There's a point in which they're carting these rocks around, which is really fun. This bloke lifts this rock up and then falls over, and as he falls, the rock bounces away.
Yes, that was fun.
Yes.
And of course, they've made them up to be a little bit dirty. And of course, the blonde bird and Zoe look particularly sexy in their dirty. And it must have been quite cold in the studio for poor old Zoe in her costume. That's all I'm saying. Or should I say, a bit nippy in the studio? So yes, there's some. Oh yeah, then Brian Cant turns up. Bless him.
Yeah, that was quite a shock because suddenly I was at Camberwick Green or
yes.
Yeah. It's like, hang on a minute, what's he doing? Completely out of place.
It is the one that basically says, don't fight, wouldn't he? We're not allowed to, that's it.
Yeah, don't fight, he can't do it, and then gets killed for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, and then, isn't it, a colleague's trying to shoot the quark and it can't see anything, so Jamie takes over and shoots one of them.
Well, Cully's about to shoot. But then Jamie stops him saying, you
it's
can't.
It's a dead-eye shot shooting.
Oh, he's there, yeah.
And he said somebody got in the way, so he could shoot.
And then when the quark sort of goes around
the circle. One of the studios they used was Ealing, which is well known to be extremely hot. So I don't know why you would say that she was cold.
because her nipples were erect.
Yeah, do you really need me to... Thank you for that, Debbie. I was trying to be subtle.
No, there's no such thing, Adam. You have to just say it.
Unbelievable. There's another point. The episode ends with a Dominator say, destroy, total destruction. I think that seems to be a theme for the end of the episodes.
Yeah, total destruction of the museum, wasn't it?
I've just closed it now. I accidentally closed it now, and I've got to reopen it now.
I'm so glad this was 5 episodes long.
No, I'm so happy when...
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Never mind.
All right, I haven't got a penny, but I've got a 20 pence piece.
I've been dense at times.
I can see that. Right, episode 4.
We love you, Kirby.
I'm in the wrong episode now, thanks
to you. And we love Andy, so you know.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm on the wrong episode. Oh, which episode are you on? Episode 3?
4.
All right, okay.
4.
We're not playing golf, you know. That's a sporting joke, Kirby.
Ha, ha, ha.
Right, there's lots of bickering going on, and rather they're quite good scenes actually between the two Dominators when they have their little sort of fighting for supremacy a little bit, and those scenes are really good. And I'll just get carried away with that. The Doctor has to pretend to be stupid again. To save his own life. I forgot to mention, they did destroy a couple of quarks, and of course, when, is it Rago? I can't remember. It goes into the, to have a meeting, shall we say, with the heads of the Dulcians. So he leaves the other one in charge. You know full well that he's going to be, because he says,
I want every single one alive.
Yeah, and of course, you know they're not going to be by the time he gets back.
You know he's going to go after.
Yes.
You just know it.
Master?
Yes?
You know, did anyone else besides me notice, and this was not in the info text, I'm surprised they didn't bring it up, that when the Dominators were examining people on the table, they put the little thing over their head. That was same unit from the Ice Warriors.
Was it?
Yeah. I noticed right off. I thought, we've seen that before.
Well done, everybody. Yep. So yes.
And up on the wall in the the bombed out building is a Cyberman's spaceship.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's above the door.
Oh, well done, Kirby. Well spotted. I bet you didn't see that on InfoText, did you?
Yes, I did.
There's a great scene in episode 4 actually when Cully and Jamie are lobbing rocks at the quarks.
Yes.
And just to say, you're saying the quarks are not that difficult to destroy. When polystyrene rocks can wipe them out.
With the rock bouncing, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, you see it bouncing down the thing, and it happens to hit the quark full on.
How do the quarks look up? They can't, because they can only look sort of laterally. How do they look up?
Well, obviously you can't look up, otherwise we'd have seen the bloody thing coming and heard
that's
it.
Right, yeah, so it's
anyway, and then the old bloke gets killed, doesn't he?
Balon gets killed, and then it's going to be the Doctor. Yes. And it's the end of episode 4.
Yes. And there's lots of threatening, and that's quite dramatic, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, now press the wrong button.
Yes, it was.
What? It wasn't dramatic at all.
It was quite dramatic. Lots of threatening, and you're going to die. And the only thing that wasn't particularly good. It is the death scene. You're going to say, what was his last words? Sort of thing. So you know that won't be in the quiz.
The castle.
The trouble of fighting.
I can't get this to work now. Well, let me do episode 5. Someone's broken my thingy player.
Wasn't me.
It was me.
Oh, Kirby.
Wasn't me.
Right, I'm going to have to eject it and put it back in again, see if that works.
Let's
put it back in again.
Gin in it.
No. Can't not do episode 5. I really do need a drink. I'm very dehydrated.
I was watching it on a thing we're not supposed to talk about anymore. And
say Daily Motion.
The last episode
Mary, can you tell Kirby off, please? Because you're nearer to him than I am.
Yes, in fact, I just had untold numbers of Coronation Street episodes wiped out of everybody that carries
because
them.
Because of Kirby. Yes, thank you very much, Mary.
Right, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yes.
And I got the last episode was only two parts of 10 minutes, and I was like, that's the others have been two parts of 10 minutes and then 4.5 minutes. Mm. And so I then had to trawl through it again just to find the ending.
There would have been a much easier method of doing that, Debbie.
Sorry?
There would have been a much easier. I did say to people, if they have any trouble getting these stories, I can help them get them.
And besides, all you have to do is go over your back fence or something.
I watched them this afternoon, and I just sat here watching because I'd found them, and then I didn't realize.
It doesn't take me long to, because they're my discs. I can essentially extract the episode.
If I hadn't found it, I would have asked. Don't worry, but I did find it. I was getting to the point where I was going
to expect you to delete them after that. Anyway, so a couple of deaths occur, and then he turns up. Oh, that's right. That's how the doctor saved. He's just about to get done in, and is it Rago turns up?
Comes back from killing Brian Cant, and
because I forgot to mention about the doctor discovering that the propulsion method of the spaceship is of course radiation. It's got a radiation storage unit, which is why all the radiation has been sucked up. And also they want to extract the radiation from the core of the planet. By doing so, of course, it's going to cause a humongous volcanic eruption. And they all realize this.
Destroy the planet.
The entire last episode is very action packed and moves right along, and it's very exciting
compared to the other four.
Jamie is the real hero of this story. To be fair, he's the real action hero.
He's using his guerrilla tactics from fighting the redcoats.
The doctor may draw up the plans, but Jamie puts them into action. And it's nice, actually, that Jamie doesn't get told off by the doctor for messing things up.
Well, he comes up with the idea of drilling the hole as well, doesn't he? Yeah. And then the doctor says it takes someone as simple as you to point it up.
Is he digging a hole where the rain gets in?
Anyway, of course, I love the scene where the doctor sort of creates a little explosive thing and Zoe goes, 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
Hits his shoulder. That's not going to do very much.
That was going to be one of my quotes, definitely. It's surprising what you can do with a few simple chemicals and little ingenuity.
And of course, Jamie takes great fun in lobbing these particular explosives at the quarks and blowing them to smithereens. Actually, talking about Pokemon, you know that little drill thing that... that they've got does rather look like the little Pokemon Go gyms.
I haven't got Pokemon Go.
Actually, it looks more like one of the Pokestops. The gym is
the
much Pokestops more elaborate.
Are square things, aren't they? The gyms Pokestops. Are great big things that are hanging up in the air that you have to. So shut up. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, right. So
I'm only on level 3. I'm sorry.
At the end of
I tried to find a Pokestop today.
I'm only on
it
level 3.
Work.
Be quiet. I found a really good one today. It was a bat thing, and I took the ages to catch the blooming thing because it was kept on dodging out of the way.
You know, you're supposed to, once you capture them, twirl your finger on the...
Beg your pardon?
On the Pokeball to make sure they stay in. They can't escape.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, so are we hearing this from someone who's so busy we can't schedule podcast recordings?
Mary. Can
but
I just say, the idea of these silly
control.
Pokemon games, Mary, is that you when you're walking around, you're looking around for Pokemon, you're catching them. So some point I have to get from A to B, and that's when I might play it, you know, like when I'm walking from here to work, for instance. Or that's about it, really. It's only
or out in the back garden.
I've caught many across the street from my house, and Alan Butcher's on Skype.
He's on Skype, yeah.
He's on Skype. Yeah, bring him in.
No.
What's he got to do with anything? Anyway, back to the story. Back to the story. The Dominators decide that's it, we're off. The Doctor throws a bomb in their spaceship.
It's the seed device that they were going to use.
Yes. Of course, blows up the spaceship, and of course, that is great. We're going to watch a lovely volcanic eruption, and Jamie reminds them that they're on the island where the eruption is going to go, and he goes, "Oh my word!"
Yeah, oh my word!
And he seemed to say "Oh my word" quite a lot in the story, hence my quote.
Well, I hope Alan T. Butcher wasn't offended by the fact I went, "No."
Well, if Alan wants to come on, he can come on.
No,
that's fine.
We're famous for if we get too many people on, then no one gets a word in edgewise.
That's now, not very nice. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Debbie. Sorry, Debbie. Sorry about Debbie Allen. Maybe she's got something against.
No, I haven't.
He's a nice bloke, Alan. He's a really nice bloke.
I know he is. He's lovely.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen the Mine Robber. How does Zoe get into her exploding TARDIS cat suit?
Why
so
don't you wait until it's
by
on?
By getting dressed.
Something worth waiting for. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to talk about this story. It's nice to actually be able to sit and watch a Doctor Who story, you know, in its full, very good quality picture format. The first time since the Troughton era, since we've been watching the Troughton era, it's a really good quality picture. So that sort of thing. It was good that way, but others you could see the flaws in the set sometimes and whatever. As far as the story goes, it was quite good fun actually. I quite enjoyed it.
Had all the Tomb of the Cybermen.
Excuse me,
so what
I'm
are you talking about.
I'm talking. Yeah, but it's not as good quality picture. Shut your face. Right then. I really enjoyed some of the characters. I did say some of the acting wasn't very good. I did pick out a couple of actors that weren't particularly good, but that didn't bother me that much because the main actors were. The Dominators had a quite amusing relationship where they were sort of secretly sort of battling for leadership, even though and of course there was a little hint of a history that the psychopathic one, which obviously was psychopathic, had. So that was really good fun. Jamie obviously was the superstar of the episode, sort of saving every situation going. And there was also that comedy sort of partnership between him and the Doctor works really well. And all in all, for me, as I said at the beginning, this is the first of a story that feels like modern Doctor Who. And when I say modern Doctor Who, I mean from the second Doctor onwards. It doesn't feel like old sort of, archived stuff that we would sort of perhaps associate with William Hartnell. This feels like, the stuff we will now watch right the way up to the end of the classic era. And in that instance, I actually really enjoyed this story. So I know Andy hated it. So while I go and get myself a drink, we're going to hear Andy talk about why he doesn't like this particular story.
Right. I could not find any real plot in this. I found it so difficult to understand what the Dominators were trying to do.
Does that mean you found it plotting?
What?
Oh, dear.
Carry on, Andy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kirby. No, I found it so difficult to understand what the storyline behind this whole story was. I just could not find it, because...
It's on the DVD.
Yeah, but what were they trying to achieve? Apparently they were trying to get some radio material to boost their own power source, but it took about 4 episodes to work out that was what they were trying to do. Then, there was only 2 of them to start with, and... They're an advanced party of only 2 of them, and it's like, well, where are the rest of them? How can they do this? Apparently, they are in charge of a whole galaxy, but... Yeah, really? I mean...
10 galaxies.
Exactly. Right. They're in charge of 10 galaxies, but... I mean, this lot is just so pathetically feeble. It's untrue. The Quarks... were just appalling. all they've got arms to push out and then apparently shoot some sort of lethal force out. I mean, one good push and they fall over. And I thought it was hilarious when the one point when they got destroyed and all you saw was like the Quark's boots. That was all that was left of the Quarks having been destroyed. I mean, one good push. I mean, Jamie's destroyed them with a blooming plastic cape. I mean, they just were the most ridiculously pathetic monsters we have seen. They just were so awful. The costumes... Kirby, can you let me finish, please? Kirby, let me finish first, and then you can have your say. The costumes were frankly appalling. I mean, what an earth were those, you know, were they like rugby players' shoulder pads they were wearing from rugby league? Was that what
they were? Wood lice.
But they were, but the TARDIS, the TARDIS looked like it was going to fall apart when it arrived. You know, I just thought that, God save, I just thought this was one of the most, Jeff Waddle actually said he would rather watch the gunfighters than this, and I'd agree with him. I would far rather watch the gunfighters, at least that had some plot, had some humour. This just did not go anywhere, there was no story, no plot, you couldn't understand what the Dominators were trying to do. You had the Dulcians who were, frankly, well, they need a damn good clip round the ear to sort themselves out. The costumes were appalling. The special effects were appalling.
Is that it?
Absolutely dreadful.
Okay, so thank you, Andy. Andy didn't like it very much. So let's move on to Kirby.
I came into this, I'd never seen this before, even though I've had the DVD for ages. I came into this expecting something bad, because everyone says it's dull, dull, dull. I enjoyed the heck out of this. This was, it was fun. I liked the relationship between the characters. I liked, the Dulcians are supposed to be dull, because they're pacifists. The Dominators were supposed to be the way they were. And the only thing I thought was strange were the Quarks, because they were Quarks, whatever.
Capaldi.
Particularly the voice was silly. I know they were trying to replace the Daleks because apparently Terry Nation had taken his Daleks and gone home again. But this, I liked that for the budget, this was well done. And like I said earlier, the last episode was action packed and just full of stuff. I was wondering, how the heck are they going to get out of this? So I unlike everyone else, I liked it.
Well done. Debbie, first time you've ever seen this. Well,
yes.
Same with Kirby, so carry on.
I really didn't know what to make of it. Because one minute you're going along and really enjoying the story and it's going quite fast, and then suddenly you're stopped. And I do understand they were trying to convey the feeling more often than not of the frustration that the Dulcians are not are not going to do anything. Cully was sort of like being us in that respect, I think. He was like the chorus, say, of a Greek tragedy, which is kind of what it played out to be in the end. Because if the Doctor hadn't been there, then they would have run roughshod over them. And
I just read Alan Butcher's comment.
What?
Alan Butcher says, Andy apparently didn't understand it. Too highbrow for him.
Ooh, don't miss out on Ashley Hughes' Hey Good People and Jeff Waddle's Is That the Servo Bot from Pyramids of Mars Behind the Chair?
Behind your chair?
It's a shredder.
Behind your chair?
It's a shredder.
Sorry.
Sorry, continue, Debbie. Sorry.
No, sorry, Debbie. That was Kirby's fault.
That's okay.
He's obviously not interested in what you have to say for a bit.
That's all right. But I wasn't sure if I really enjoyed it, but as Kirby said the last episode, I did feel sort of a bit let down that we went straight for the let's do it all in the last half hour again, yeah, that sort of thing, and that it was the sonic screwdriver solved the problem, because all of a sudden then they're digging a hole 12 feet through a bedrock.
I thought that was cool. This is the first time that the sonic screwdriver was not a screwdriver.
Yes, yep. I know, but it becomes such a thing. It becomes such a magic wand and sort of becomes a character in its own right. I do appreciate that a lot of people like that, but sometimes I feel that the whole thing hinges on whether or not he's got it on him. And I would have been interested to see how he would have solved the problem of digging a tunnel without it, you know? And
in an alternate timeline, they'd be dead.
Yeah, exactly. So I did like the Dulcians. I thought they were quite funny in their laid-back, louche kind of way. I didn't understand the concertina thing around their chests. I thought that was a bit odd.
Nice.
I couldn't. Those are curtains.
It's curtains.
Yeah, Scarlett O'Hara.
Yeah, Scarlett O'Hara. That's it. I have written that in my notes. But the quarks were terrible.
Yep.
There was a point when Jamie pulled the sheets off the bed, and I thought he was just going to throw it over a quark like Cully does. But he wrapped it around and started trying to tie it around his feet until the doctor distracted him. Yeah. You know, it was really odd that Jamie had gone from being this really brilliant guerrilla tactic fighter to I'm going to sort of tie it around the feet and then Cully will come and do what I thought I should initially do. I'm really still ambiguous about whether or not I really enjoyed it or just didn't really enjoy it very much until the last episode.
I enjoyed it.
I can't really offer a... It wasn't a...
I enjoyed it so much, Debbie, that I was able to watch two episodes when I was very tired, two episodes back to back, so I enjoyed it that much. But it might have been just because it's been such a struggle to watch the...
I did force feed myself four of the episodes this afternoon, so that's probably why I'm still in a bit of shock, to be perfectly honest. Mm.
I spaced this one out all week.
I should have done.
You're a bit spaced out all week. That's what Andy was.
No, yeah, it's awful, that is.
I should have spaced it out, so I haven't got a really, oh, I loved it, or oh, I hated it. I'm still sort of in a state of, what did I just watch?
Yeah, I think that if I'd watched all of it all at once, I'd have a lower opinion of it.
Mm.
And that may be why a lot of people have low opinions of it, because you get the DVD, you tend to watch them all.
Get all the way through, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a huge, as I say, I don't have a, wow, I loved it, or a, whoa, I really hated it, because I went through different stages of it throughout the course of 2 or 3 hours this afternoon. So I'm still in a state of processing, I think. If I'd watched it when I should have, but I ended up doing lots of things and time ran away with me. Normally I've watched it by now, so... I think it's a lesson learnt that the next story I will be basically starting tomorrow night and watching for the course of...
Have you seen The Mind Robber before?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen...
Oh, awesome!
It is awesome for a certain part of episode one.
This is it. Every Patrick Troughton episode for me, I have never seen. I've read it, or I've heard about it, or I've listened to some of it, but I've never seen any full story.
Yeah,
have
you seen one now?
I have not. You know, obviously where we've been doing it, but each one I'm coming to, I've never seen.
Oh, sorry, you're going over that old chestnut again, are you?
That's
anyway,
true.
Thank you, Debbie.
Chestnut, honestly.
Thank you, Debbie.
Are you ready with the sound effect, Adam?
I am. Brace yourself, everyone. Okay, I'll say that again because my mouth went funny. Brace yourselves, everyone. It's Mary.
Well, this is not my first time seeing the Dominators. I saw it three years ago. And when I saw it the first time, I have to say I was more in Andy's camp of, oh, this makes no sense. I don't know what's going on. Things just don't, you know, it's just like a rambling story that doesn't let you in much on what's going on. And it just, and the relationship between the two Dominators I found irritating. But then this time around, I had to force myself to watch it because I remember not liking it before, I decided, you know, when right off in the first episode, things were really rather amusing, to get into the humor of it. And then I found that I was enjoying it. I found the council humorous. They were ridiculous, you know, in the lines that they were, you know, saying back and forth to each other. I found the relationship between the Dominators, it was so predictable, you know, funny because it was predictable. You know, what's his name? Toba always going off the rails and Rango having to always, you know, yank him back. And the relationship between the doctor and Jamie, I thought was humorous, but I think it seemed like they were trying too hard, kind of like they were trying to rescue a story that even they felt, you know, wasn't really amounting to much. But I enjoyed them anyway.
Debbie Melrose has just joined, by the way.
Just so much to laugh about, including what the council, you know, they don't know what to do, so they turn to the director, Tensa. Oh, tell us what to do. Well, what does he say? He says the obvious. He says you can fight, you can submit, or you can flee. And it's like they needed somebody to tell them that.
Yes.
So all the way through, I just found the humor in things. So I had a lot of good laughs and found it far more enjoyable because of that. So that's
the spirit, Mary.
Yes.
Debbie Melrose has joined. She says, I'm watching you. Wahaha.
So, Master?
Yes,
Debbie, you may not like the Mind Robber. That's another one I've seen before, and I didn't like it then, but we'll see what this time around. Maybe I need to look at the humor in that, too.
I think I will. I would do it prepared then.
a couple bits of trivia before we move on, if Mary's done.
Yeah. I'm done.
The Dominators was one of the stories that they showed at Magnum Opus Con, the convention where Troughton died at. Requested to see. He liked it. He liked it very much and requested it to be shown on Saturday afternoon, the night before he died. Secondly, the particular gravel pit that we're seeing, they use two different gravel pits, but mostly they were using Gerard's Cross sand and gravel quarry, which we also see later on in the Twin Dilemma.
Okay. Thank you. Can I move on now?
Yes.
Time for a bit of feedback. Last thing Debbie said to me was wahahaha. So here's some email feedback from Alan T. Butcher, Debbie.
Send it over before you mention it.
No, not going to do that.
Whoa, okay. Dull kissing dominators at the crossroads. Dear 20 megabiters, the Dominators is, of course, a closely studied dual explication of the philosophical constructs of pacifism and inductive reasoning. Dulcian pacifism appears to be entrenched as a concomitant. I love you, Alan T. Butcher.
Alan, please post these things on the Facebook page.
No, it's for Debbie. Be quiet.
After Debbie reads them.
No, it can't be
possible. As a concomitant of a limited scientific method devoid of deduction and wholly dependent on certainty derived from the imperfect practical element of induction. The arrival of the unreasonably aggressive and callous dominators therefore totally subverted their whole worldview. Okay. It is also very reminiscent of the Thalian pacifism last seen in the Daleks. The Dominator's necessity to save Quark energy rather than kill wastefully is, of course, reminiscent of the Nazis' necessity to save bullets in the Holocaust by the employment of deadly gas. The Doctor's employment of their own bomb against the Dominators is also a clear parallel of the Allies' use of extreme bombing, as had been employed by the Nazis in the early first years of World War II, using their own methods against them. We also learn that chap from Crossroads is rather more stern than we thought. Brian Plant's acting was by now preparing him for life as a presenter. Mm. Cully escaped in the end to Earth, later settling in Lower Ledworth. Also, walking boxes can be dangerous until their batteries run down. Slow story, Dominators dominate, Dulcis is dull but with no kissing, and the TARDIS crew shines as this TARDIS crew always does. Looking forward to next week and a metaphorical multiplicity of literary and licentious console action. My thoughts, Alan T. Butcher.
I do love that part of the show. God, I was so enthralled in that I forgot to move on to the next bit. Sorry about that. Yes, there's some more feedback, although people don't seem to like sending us feedback anymore. So it's becoming a bit of a dying species.
The Dominators by someone or other.
Yeah, someone.
These two Dominators have to provide radioactivity to fuel their entire war fleet. So they have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders. And a lot of padding. The premise of this story, that pacifism should not be taken too far, was seen before when the Thals were reluctant to face the Daleks. Ronald Allen, who plays a senior Dominator, later became famous in a TV soap called Crossroads.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
The people in this could lift large pieces of polystyrene. The men's costumes are unusual. In the last story, Zoe said Jamie was wearing female garments. She said nothing to this lot. Cully believes in aliens from other planets. In the later US TV series, Mulder believed in aliens, and Scully did not.
Yeah.
We have a woman Prime Minister in the UK now.
Yeah.
That should make reviewing the Happiness Patrol more interesting. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ian Kirk, everybody.
Master, there's lots of feedback on the post where I asked for feedback.
Is there? Well, hang on just for a second, because Jeff Waddle says, I looked for the Dominators the other night on YouTube. Unfortunately, I got 20 minutes of a woman in high heels walking up a naked man's back. And it was better than this lot, but it would be. Alan T. Butcher says, I can post them after if you like, Kirby.
Yes, please.
Well, yes. And it's true, even on the site we will not mention, when I put in the request, yeah, I got lots of interesting titles.
Oh, I'll bet.
Okay, right, let's see what Kirby's got to say for himself.
You got one from Ian Burge, Paul Gobert, and Jeff Waddle.
Okay, yes, Ian Burge says, I was given the DVD of The Dominators about three Christmases ago. Well, there was nothing to do until a big family meal at 4 o'clock, so I sat back and watched it. Yes, it's one episode too long. Some costumes are just silly, and the Quark certainly ain't the new Daleks. However, I really enjoyed the story. Dominators.
Yes.
The Dominators are interesting villains, and the arguments between the Dominators reveals a fascinating society, which had the potential, if revisited in Who, to create some very interesting storylines. The plot of the Dominators, i.e. a peaceful people, brought to almost idleness, facing the threat of war and destruction. It is an idea that all societies face, is a peace their ultimate goal.
When is
violence acceptable? Throw in the Doctor sitting on a deck chair and getting excited about the super fast transport system. That is a great story. Too long by one episode, but still a classic.
Oh yeah, I meant to mention the fact that when they're being scanned and Jamie gets scanned and they go, oh, he's only got one heart, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then the Dalsians get scanned and they've got two hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of glossed over.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul Gobert says, I do like it. It seems a bit different, but I have to be honest here and say that this seemed to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could have been done in three. I found the argument between the two Dominators quite amusing, but the Quarks just seemed like another attempt to find another Dalek. And it was. And then Jeff Waddle says, Brian can't. They spelt his name wrong.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Anyway, thanks everybody for your messages. Could have had a few more, but...
Faster.
What now? Oh, damn, I just punched my mouse off the table.
This was the third story by Mervyn Haseman and Henry Lincoln.
It was.
And... They never wrote for the show again because they were treated badly by the production team.
Yes.
Lots of ordering and stuff, and also they had a disagreement about the copyright on the Quarks.
I wouldn't have worried too much about the copyright on the Quarks because they were never used again. Or were they used?
Yes.
They were in the
TV comic. Oh. Quite a bit.
But were they in? Have they been in Big Finish, Mary?
Nope.
Mary, listeners, is our Big Finish guru. If you want to know anything about Big Finish, just ask
those
Mary.
Voices wouldn't translate very well into an audio.
Well, they won't be translated well enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been interesting to see who'd be able to replicate their voices, wouldn't it?
Something like that.
Mm. And that's how you normally talk, Debbie.
The fact that they were being used in TV comic and they weren't, the authors weren't being paid, was a big deal.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So, anyway, moving on then. Can we move on? Is that all right with everybody? Because it's now time for a bumper edition of You Won't Get This One. Everybody's worried because they weren't singing along to the theme tune. Right, so Kirby, who do you think is going to be? By the way, I just pre-warn you, the questions for this particular quiz come from the last two stories that we have watched. That's
well, it's certainly not going to be me.
So that's Dominators, Wheel in Space. So who, Kirby, do you think will be ahead at the end of the quiz?
Debbie! Duh!
We haven't got anybody playing called Debbie Durr. So I'll put down Debbie by way of default. Mary, who do you think is going to be head?
I'll pick you.
Hugh isn't playing this game, but I'll put down me by way of default. Debbie, who do you think is going to be playing?
I think you, actually.
Again, Hugh is not playing, but I'll put down me
as
my own default. Andy, who do you think is going to be? Who's going to be ahead?
Debbie.
Oh, I forgot to put myself down. Okay, right. Now, I have now got a joker, everybody. And I can play this joker when I think I've done a question that's going to stump you.
Hang on a second, Master. I believe that's... the geek daughter is trying to say goodbye before she heads back to the university.
Goodbye, geek daughter.
Goodbye.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Is that why you're here?
Yeah.
Okay. Very quiet, isn't she?
What?
She's very quiet.
Well, she can't hear you guys because I'm using headphones.
Well, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
Here, she can come over here and say bye. Nope, she left. Oh.
Bye, then.
Alicia's currently in Spain with a boyfriend, and I FaceTimed her.
No, it's not that one.
This afternoon. Oh, yeah, me. I've got to put myself down. Right.
Oh, okay.
Please listen. Change to the rules. I now have a joker, which I can play when I think I've done a question that's going to stump you lot. I can only play it once, mind. And if you are able to answer the question, then you get the points that I don't. So it's a potential for another 4 points.
Master.
And I think Debbie is going to win the quiz, so be quiet, Kirby, while I'm trying to introduce my new bit. Yes.
What about the cases where you have been proven wrong when you thought you were right?
That's very rare, and if
it happens
very rarely, because most of the time you say,
that's wrong. I go and check. Oh yeah, you're right.
So,
but there are times it's been the other way, and
not
for instance,
very often, Kirby. And be careful.
This is business about the jelly babies. You're the one who said it.
Yeah. Wow. That's very rare. Right, the first question goes to Kirby. If I can find the questions are on here somewhere. Hang on a sec.
Is this a Wheel in Space question?
Of course. I told you that. We start off with Wheel in Space.
Okay, I will answer. I don't know.
Tough. You're going to get the question anyway.
Okay.
What did the doctor ask Jamie to look at on the console?
Have you seen the size of that thing, Doctor?
No. Anybody else?
Oh, it was a flashing light, wasn't it? It was like a fault identifier or something like that.
I'm going to give a point there for Andy.
It
was a fault indicator.
Well, I've now done better than my last appearance, haven't I?
You've done better than about three of your last appearances.
You're already better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mary.
Yes.
What did the doctor say the images on the scanner were?
I know.
Of course she knows.
Sorry.
Don't know.
Oh, I've just dropped my pen. Debbie?
It's the TARDIS posting temptations to lead them away from danger.
Yeah, temptations would have been enough. Thank you very much.
Hello? Yep, I've got that written down.
Yeah. I don't. Right.
But it's been so long. Yes. I'm looking at.
Okay, Debbie.
Yeah.
What component had gone in the TARDIS?
The time vector generator?
Anybody else?
If I were to guess, it would be a fluid link, but that's just because
I'm going to guess. I love the way I'm going to do that ding a bit again. There we are.
What? I'm correct? I was joking.
You're correct. Say otherwise, I wouldn't have done the dinger.
I was joking.
Andy.
Yeah.
What did the doctor disengage?
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm sure I've got this written down. Let's take a look. No, it's wrong. No, not got it. No.
It's quite funny. Debbie says she knows.
The time vector generator.
You know, I had that right in front of me, and it's like, well, no, that was already an answer, so I can't use it.
Never mind, Danny.
He's still right, the last time.
I've got Andy down for 2 points. Is that right? Have I given him a point?
No, I've got one. I think I've got 1 point.
Good, that
one
point should be mine, then. I'll correct that. I say I'm half asleep at the moment. I'm so tired. Who's going is it now, Andy? No, we aren't, Andy.
No, just Kirby. Me, yeah.
Master?
Debbie, what did the doctor give Jamie to quench his thirst?
Water.
I know.
Debbie knows.
Lemon sherbet. Or sherbet lemons, whichever way you want to say it.
Mary?
Yes?
How many people did the rocket carry?
I know. Sorry.
I'm guessing 6.
Yes, Debbie?
4.
Right. Debbie?
Yes?
What was the name of the... Hang on, is that right? Hang on. I've moved ahead. Let's try this one. What dinner did Jamie fancy?
He wants a nice plate of roast beef with all the trimmings.
Played a joker on that one. Never mind.
I should have. I forgot we have jokers. Sorry.
How can you? We've had it over the last 6 months now. We've had jokers.
I know.
And I will pre-warn the viewers that because this iPad wasn't charged up, the live feed will die soon because the battery's going to die soon. So I do apologise for this in advance. And thank you, Jeff Waddle. He says, I don't think Debbie is bothered about your bowel movements. Don't quite know what he's on about. Sorry, who's that last question for? The roast
that
beef
was
one.
Right,
so therefore, this is Andy's question. How many white? Sorry, the orbs. Debbie was talking about orbs last week. It's making me laugh. It's just reminded me.
Oh, Jeff Waddles was responding to Alan T. Butcher.
Okay. Whose question is this for Andy, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many white orbs initially floated into space?
Let's go with 8.
Nope. Anybody?
Was it 6?
Right, so score update then, after those rounds of questionings. Magic's been a pain. He was trying to get out of the room now. God knows why. Probably to get a drink. In last place, with no points, it's Mary. In third place, or second place even, with 1 point each, it's Andy and Kirby. And in the lead with 7 points. Oh, I forgot about me. It's me and Debbie. Me and Debbie, 7 points in the lead. Right, next question goes to Kirby.
Master?
What was the name of the supply ship the Doctor and Jamie were on?
I know.
Mary knows.
So does that mean you don't know?
I said Bill or William.
Go on in, Mary.
Is it the Phoenix, Mark's 4 Silver Carrier?
Oh, eventually. The Silver Carrier was what I was
Yeah, but it's Phoenix Mark 4.
Which of that you were?
Right, well, Silver Carrier, because that's what they
it
called
it. It was Phoenix
Silver
Mark 4, though,
Debbie,
Mary.
They called it Silver Carrier for short, and that's what the word I was looking for.
Okay.
And I'm paused over the...
Just there, you know how that is. It's
the
like
button where I deduct points.
Throw it right. Against the wall, and some of it sticks.
Quite. Who was that question for originally?
Me.
Right, so that it's Mary's question now.
Okay.
What was Duggan's Christian name?
Whoa.
No, it wasn't
I
whoa.
Thought Duggan was from City
Be
of
quiet,
Death.
Quiet, Kirby.
I don't know.
Ooh.
We're running through Paris.
Anybody?
Running through Paris.
Hello?
I'm sure it's written down somewhere, but I've no idea.
She's just delaying till she finds it.
No, I'm just saying that I don't know.
Another point for me then. Should have played my own joker. The answer was Bill. Bill Duggan. Okay.
Oh, man.
No,
hey,
Bill.
You know, if I'd gotten that one and responded Bill, which was a joke, I would have gotten it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't. Right, so Andy, I think this question goes
okay,
to
Okay, go
on. What is Corwin's Christian name?
Given the fact we watched 3 episodes, okay, let's have a think. Corwin's Christian name is going to be Derek.
I know.
Go on in, Mary.
Is it Gemma?
Gemma, but yes.
Gemma, yeah, Gemma.
Okay, next question goes to Kirby.
What? Wait, did you skip Debbie?
I didn't get a question.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, well. Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
How did we get from... Oh, I see. So this, yeah, I'm losing the plot on this. That was Mary's question. Hang on. Who was that question?
It's mine.
So I did skip Debbie. Sorry, Debbie.
Yes, you
this
did.
This one's for you then. Shut up, Kirby. Oh, I'm very tired. It's very hot here. What would they have to use instead of a radio or radar? versus for Debbie. What would they have to use instead of a radio or radar? The crew. What would they have to use instead of a radar or radio? God's sake, do I have to say it five times?
Yes.
Right. What would they have... Pardon?
Don't know. X-ray laser.
No. Anybody else?
Are you kidding?
I'm trying to work out what part of the story.
Milmacron waves. Milmacron waves. So it's a that for Debbie or for nobody else. I won't play it. And an extra point for me. I should have played the Joker on that one as well. Right. So next one goes to Kirby because we've already had Andy's question. Right. Okay. This is one I'm playing. No, I'm not, because somebody else will know the answer. Sorry. Right, Kirby. I'll just pause over the appropriate sound effect. Right. What was the link between this story and the Star Trek franchise? What was the link between this story and the Star Trek franchise?
They're very similar to... It's very similar to Space Station K-7 in... Trouble with Tribbles.
Anybody else? Damn, I should have played my Joker. Voyager. They used the name Voyager. Right, Mary.
Yes?
What was Zoe's job?
I know.
I know she worked in the parapsychology laboratory.
No, that's not it.
Psychology laboratory. It was the library.
See, this one I know.
Yeah, but she used the word.
She's
a parapsychologist librarian. So I'm going to give because I can't say that word for a start. So I'm going to give Mary that. Yeah, well, she was.
There's a difference between laboratory and library.
Oh, it's near. It's the same word. Right.
No, it's not the same word.
It's not.
Right. What was it, Mary? Her job?
Parapsychology librarian.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
In the parapsychology laboratory.
Yes. If you said something else, I don't remember it.
The answer, yes. 2 points for Mary. Debbie. Debbie.
Yes. I thought you said Kirby four times. I thought you said Kirby.
You're right. I thought you said Kirby as well.
Debbie.
Yes.
What did Jamie threaten to do to Zoe?
Put him up, put her over his knee.
Yeah.
No, say that again. Sorry, I was laughing. Sorry.
Put her over his knee.
And what?
It was a spanking, I assume.
Yeah. No, the script. This is a script thing. What term he used in the script?
Hiding.
Right, I'll give you a point for putting across the knee.
Mm.
All right, but there's
I
the rest
seen
of that.
It, I would say whack her bum.
Why did it give a good spanking?
No, only one person's supposed to pipe up, so that's a point to me. The answer was larrup her.
Oh, right.
Oh, dear.
Put her across his knee and larrup her, which is spanking, but they used the word larrup. That was what I was looking for in that particular one. So, Andy.
Yep.
What?
Okay, never mind.
What's the most precious thing in deep space?
Joker, water.
And what else? There's something else.
I'll guess an oxygen then.
I'll give you that one. It's air and water, but essentially oxygen, yes. So that's 4 points, Randy. Joker gone. So we can have a score update. All right, in last place, with 1 point, it's Kirby. Fourth place with 4 points, it's Mary. In third place with 5 points, it's Andy. In second place with 8 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 16 points, it's me.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't played my Joker yet.
And see, this is completely unfair because probably can do fine on the Dominators.
I'm sorry to pre-warn you about this. So I had a very brief conversation with Reese Parton during the week. In which she illustrated the fact that the fifth book of excuses is coming out, and you've got to be bloody careful you don't use one of the excuses in his book because he'll sue you. Right, Kirby.
Master.
What's the main function?
Is there a horse in here?
Oh, God. What's the main function of the wheel?
I did see the first 1.5 episodes. They're trying to protect, like, the space lanes by using their X-ray laser.
No, anybody?
I sort of know.
Go on, then.
Well, they give 3 uses for the wheel, so I don't know which one was first. It's a visual radio relay station for Earth.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah, they're the halfway house for deep spaceships. and a research station,
yeah.
Mary.
An Earth warning system.
Mary.
Yes?
What is Lernov's nose like?
I know.
Oh, my God, yes. I remember her touching her nose and saying...
Use your joker if you remember.
Shut up.
I don't remember. I remember the scene.
One minute she does remember, the next minute she doesn't. All right, then. Go on, then, Debbie. You seem to know.
I do know. Before she says anything.
Barometer.
Barometer. Right. Point for Debbie.
Mary came up with it before Debbie answered.
Funny, no. She said no, I don't know. She got the bip, which essentially means she's out of time. This video, the feed now finished because the battery's run out. It's a shame. Sorry, Mrs.
Thanks, Kirby.
Yeah, so basically she got the bip bear, she was out of time. Debbie came in the correct time. So right then, Debbie.
Yes. Did you not want to give Mary that point if she got it for me?
No. The rules is rules. You can't vote out of Europe and then because half the people in the country want to be back in again, go back in again. It's called democracy. It's the rules.
Debbie's going to win anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. No need to be like that. Right, where was I? Is it Debbie's question? Debbie.
Yes.
What did Jamie spray on the workings of the laser machinery?
I know.
Liquid plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, quickset plastic.
Yeah, that's a bit more like it. I should have played your joker though, but you nearly said it wrong. Right, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
What celestial object did the Doctor have on his braces? Or there was one celestial object the Doctor had on his braces. I think I'm going to play my joker on this one.
Oh, good, Dennis. Celestial object. It's, for goodness sake, the moon.
Bugger!
Get it, mate! That was a total guess as well.
Got my bloody bell on the floor.
It happens sometimes.
So you've lost your joker then? Oh dear, how's that?
Yes, he did.
Oh dear. Yay. Hey, yay.
Alright, score update. In last place, with 1 point, it's Kirby. In fourth place...
But we haven't finished through everyone yet. For this round.
That was Andy's goal. That was the end of his round. What are you about? Shut up, Kirby.
Okay.
In last place, with 1 point, it's Kirby. In fourth place, with 5 points, is Mary. In third place, with 9 points, is Andy. In second place, with 11 points, is Debbie. And in the lead, with 18 points, is me. Right. Next question goes to Kirby.
But you don't count, Master.
Next question goes to Kirby.
Master.
What was the first thing Zoe said to the Doctor?
Hello.
Anybody? Well, it's gone very quiet. Therefore, point to me.
Should
have blamed me joker for that one, yeah. The first thing that Zoe said to the Doctor was, how did you pilot the rocket, Doctor? Next question goes to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
What does logic do, according to the Doctor?
I know.
Yeah.
Of course you know.
Yeah.
It just, darn it, I'm trying to remember these things. It's a famous saying, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Logic just looks stupid. I don't know.
Once you make it say, I don't know, that's really the end of the road on that one. Right then. Who said it was? Debbie, wasn't it? Debbie.
Logic, my dear Zoe, merely enables one to be wrong with authority.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Got that's a famous quote. Case,
to be right with authority.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a famous one, too.
Debbie.
Yes.
What was the first thing that Zoe admitted to not thinking of?
Oh, was it the not X-raying the... cyber mat in the plastic. Should have played my Joker.
You should.
That was a guess.
Andy.
Yep.
What is vital to the wheel's defences?
Click-clacks.
Oh, God, no, hang on. It's going to be what Jamie buggered up by spraying the Kwikset plastic.
Sausages.
No, it's not sausages.
I said it was sausages.
I think I know because I answered it earlier.
Oh, yeah, it's... Oh, for God, there's Jamie buggered it up. It's something like radioactivity or something stupid like that. But it's what Jamie buggered up.
Nope. Anybody else?
The X-ray laser. No.
According to a part of the script that I was referring to, Belanium, or Benellium, yeah, or what it's called, was vital to the wheel's defence. So, that was Andy's question originally, wasn't it?
Yes, it was,
so we go to Kirby.
Master?
What did the Doctor say the Cybermen sent the Cybermats in to do?
Take over. You know, you're not going to get a good answer from me.
Anybody else?
Was it to ruin the Belanium?
No, it's weaken the humans.
Oh.
Mary.
Yes?
Pathetic humans.
Careful with the microphones. What were Chang's last words before the Cybermen killed him? And it wasn't... Ah!
I don't remember.
Okay. Anybody?
You've got to believe me, you've just got to.
Doing rather well here.
That's help a doctor says that me. About 100 times.
It was help me.
Oh. I have a bad feeling Master is coming out ahead.
Because you lot are rubbish, that's why.
Well, hopefully we'll catch up.
I've put a lot of time and effort into these questions. You could at least research the Bimin episodes a bit. Right, who was that last question for? Sorry, I've lost where I was.
It's mine. Never mind.
Debbie.
Yes.
Who was Laylam's colleague?
Valance?
Oh, I thought we were going to get that wrong, sorry. Oh, bloody hell, I put my bell off the thing again.
How many times have you dropped that bell?
Twice.
Sorry, I got it right.
Yeah, should have played your Joker as well. Right. Bill, does it still work? Back in position. Mary. Oh, no, it's not Mary, is it? It's Andy.
Glue the bell down.
After Chang's death, Bill said it would take how long to fix the laser?
I have absolutely no idea, so we'll say 17 hours.
Right, you said no idea, so that is the answer was wrong anyway. Anybody? Very quiet. The answer was 6 to 7 hours. That was really one you could have had a guess on.
I did have a guess.
No, someone else. Right, so the score
is this
then.
The same Bill that is going to be the new companion?
I don't know. No, it isn't. Don't be so silly. In last place, with one
I haven't seen it. I have no idea.
In last place, with 1 point, it's Kirby. In fourth place, with 5 points, Mary. In third place, with 9 points, Andy. In second place, with 16 points, Debbie. And in the lead, with 28 points, it's me. Right, Kirby.
Master.
The Cyberman's first order to Duggan was to go where?
Paris.
I'll give you a point for comedy reasons.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
But it was, in fact, wrong.
Control room.
Pardon?
Was it the control room?
I'll give you that one. It's central control operations room. But I'll give you that one.
Thanks.
Right, Mary.
Yes?
How are the crew protected by brain control?
How are the crew protected by control?
Hmm.
By high current phase contrast?
Pardon? So is that your answer?
Yeah. That's the best one I can think of.
Right, anybody?
Implanted Zelensky capsule?
What is that? You just said.
That's what they mentioned.
Okay, what would that be, though? An implant?
The quote is, all spacemen are protected from mind control by drugs. And they're
thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. What are you going on?
Drugs.
Implanted
with the Zelensky capsule.
No, the word I was looking for was drugs. What are you going on with? Let's go for the whole script. I'm not going to write the whole bloody script down.
Yes, well, I do.
Andy, hang on. I lost the plot. Who was that for originally? That last question.
Well, that was for me.
Right, so Debbie.
Yes.
What did the doctor suggest they tape to the back of people's necks?
A metal plate and transistor.
Joker. I can see even more points coming to me at some point during that. There's three jokers still available. Kirby, Mary, Debbie. Right, Andy, this is your question.
Okay.
What did the Cybermen plan to change the oxygen into?
Oh, I know.
Carbon dioxide.
All right, Mary said I know first.
Into ozone.
Have you moved away from your microphone, Mary?
No. Do I sound far away?
You did just for a second there, yeah. Right, next question goes to Kirby.
Master.
What was Leo Ryan's job? You won't get this one.
No, I won't. I don't know. How should I know?
Anybody else?
Hmm.
No.
I wrote it down, but I cannot find it anywhere.
Okay, I just wrote his name down.
Communications officer was the answer.
Oh, okay.
Debbie. Oh, no. Was that Kirby's question?
That was mine.
All right, Mary.
Already? Okay.
Yeah. Who did Jamie and Zoe bump into when they returned to the wheel? You won't get this one either.
Nope, I don't remember.
I think I know.
Go on, then.
Was it Flanagan?
It was Flanagan, yes. Right, you did get that one, then. Right, Debbie.
Yes.
What was the basic reason the Cybermen wanted to destroy the Doctor?
Because he knows their ways.
Now we're picking up. And again, you've actually scored 23 points so far. None of them were the Joker, Debbie. Just want to point that.
Okay.
Andy.
Yep.
Where did the Doctor think reinforcements would come from? I knew you were going to say Earth. I sort of preempted that, and it was yes, no, it's not Earth. anybody else? Then the answer is the loading bay. Right, score update. In last place with 2 points, it's Kirby. In fourth place with 6 points, Mary. In third place with 9 points, Andy. In second place with 23 points, Debbie. And in the lead with 34 points, it's me. Right, Kirby.
Master.
Who became acting controller when, you know, at the end of the... Who became acting controller?
Zoe.
I know.
Go on in, Mary.
Andy said it first.
Oh, go on, Andy. Sorry, Andy.
Harris.
Who?
Harris.
No.
Sorry,
that was
Mary.
A waste for poor old Mary, wasn't it? No. Who was it, Mary, for no points?
Dr. Corwin.
No.
No.
Who was it then, Debbie, for no points?
It was Leo.
Who?
It's Leo.
Well, Leo Ryan.
Yeah.
She was told she was second in command and she had to take over.
No, but right at the end of the episode, yeah. Ryan was given
Gemma,
the job.
Yeah, Gemma died. They were shot of her on the floor for ages.
Okay. Dead.
But she took over before the
But that was well before the end of the story. And I said at the end of the story.
Oh, okay. All right.
God's sake.
Okay.
So Debbie's question next, I think. I've got my. Because that was Mary's question originally, wasn't it?
No.
Who was it originally?
And who was it?
Was it Andy's?
No, it wasn't mine. No,
it was mine.
Question.
I don't know.
It was Mary's, wasn't it?
Because I said communication. Oh God! That was a Kirby's question. It was Kirby's question. He came up with the stupid answer of Zoe.
Yeah.
Which deserves one of these just for comedy reasons. Oop, no, just.
Thank you. Semi-9 had 3 points.
Pardon? I'll give you points for comedy reasons. Mary,
thank you.
Shut up, Mary.
Yes.
done that one. Oh God, no, I've lost where I was completely now. Right, Flanagan.
You're
he
on
knows
the
their
way.
Ways. That was.
It was the deputy. It was the who became the commander.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to work out again who had that originally now.
Kirby.
Kirby had it.
Right, Mary.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Shut that. Up, Kirby. Your name is not Mary. Right, what story did the Doctor show Zoe? So you know it's right at the end of the episode now.
Oh,
easy.
No,
God,
I
easy.
Don't know.
What?
That's easy.
So you don't know what story right at the end of the episode?
I didn't see this last episode, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Right then, I think Andy knows.
Eve of the Daleks.
He is correct. Right, moving on now. Because we're now into story of Dominators now, the question. So next question for that goes to Debbie.
Yes.
Right. Which Dominator first stepped out of the spaceship?
Rago.
It's a 50-50 answer.
Yes, again.
Yeah.
She's now so far scored 25 points and not been bothered to play a joker.
Can I play it soon?
Andy.
Yeah, okay.
How long was the Island of Death... how long has the Island of Death been inhabited?
Uninhabited.
Yeah, uninhabited. Right, Debbie.
I've got 17.2 decades.
Yeah.
Right.
Not exactly.
No, it's nowhere near right.
I know.
It is.
I know the answer he's after.
Yeah, go ahead, Kirby.
170 years.
He is correct.
But they do say in that first episode.
Yes, they do say it's 17.2 decades later.
They said, yeah. How long has the Island of Death been inhabited? 170 years is the answer, right? Right, so at the end, was that Andy's question?
Yeah, it was mine, yeah.
Right, so a score update before we carry on with Dominator's questions. In last place, with 4 points, Kirby. In fourth place, with 6 points, Mary. In third place, with 11 points, Andy. In second place, with 25 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead, with 37 points, it's me. Right. This is Kirby's question.
Faster.
What was Cully's female crew member called at the beginning of the story? You won't get this one. I'm quite pleased about
I
it.
I will.
Oh, I will.
Tolata.
Oh. Yeah. Your form suddenly changed. Another joke had gone missing. Mary.
Oh, darn. Dang.
Mary, yeah. What did Zoe say the island was surrounded by? What did Zoe say the island was surrounded by?
Bitcoin.
I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Go on then, Debbie.
Was it fog or mist?
Okay, I'll give you that one. There's a sea of mist, but that's essentially right. I'll give you that one. Right. Debbie.
Yes.
What did the quarks sound like? If thinking this is, in my view, what they actually sound. Not the voices, but before you heard the voices, they had a certain sound. What did they sound like?
Annoying. No, sorry. Don't know what you're after.
I think I know what he's
go
asking.
Go on, Kirby.
That kind of like birdsong.
I'm disappointed in you. No, for me, they sounded like Zabi. It was still that at the beginning, and then they started speaking after that. But the sound they used for
there is a bird song background. Listen to it.
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Oh, never mind. I'm talking about the quarks.
No.
Right, the next question goes to Andy, I think.
Okay. Yep.
Get that one.
Where did Zoe think they might have landed?
Oh, I know.
Oh, Kirby knows.
I've got written down here the old atom test islands of Earth, which I think is probably.
Oh, I'll give you that as atomic test site, but yes, that's a more elaborate.
That's
version,
what that's yeah. What I had too. Yeah.
Okay, right, Kirby.
Master.
What adjective did the Doctor use to describe his wet coat? I don't think you'll get this one. I don't even know why I put it in there.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Anybody? Okay, so you guys will know then. The answer was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you remember it now.
No, I don't.
Mary.
I don't either.
What was the atomic energy pat? Oh, pat. What's the pat for? It says, I don't know what that word's supposed to be. It says, what atomic energy released on Dulcis? Mary, what?
Hey?
When was atomic energy released on Dulcis?
Well, that would be the same answer.
Yeah, I think I've got an answer to this one.
You go on then. Hang on, is it your question, Andy?
No, it's not. No, I think
it's... No, it's mine.
Go on then.
That's the 17.2 decades ago.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
And another joker goes missing. Debbie.
Yeah.
What was the name of Sully's father?
You mean Cully?
You're right, Cully. Sorry, what did I say Sully for?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I was thinking of Monsters, Inc., wasn't I?
Pardon? I'm going to play my joker. It's Director Senex.
Eventually.
I played my joker. I played my joker.
Yeah, about them in time. Right, Andy.
Yeah, okay.
What was the first question asked by the Quarks?
No idea.
No, it wasn't that. That wasn't even a question. Anybody?
I'm looking for it. I know it, but it's in my notes. Let me see. Nope, don't have it. Sorry.
After all that, the answer was, shall we destroy?
Oh, yeah, that was my quote.
All right, so a score update. In last place with 6 points, it's Kirby.
Me!
In fourth place with 8 points, it's Mary. In third place with 13 points, it's Andy. In second place with 30 points, it's Debbie. And in the lead with 10, 20, 30, 44 points, it's me.
That's
Kirby's question.
Master.
Just to show how rubbish you lot have been.
I have an excuse.
What did the doctor exclaim when he first saw a quark? I'll say that again. What did the doctor exclaim when he first saw a quark?
I don't remember.
No, you didn't say that. Anybody else?
My word.
Pardon? Who's speaking at the moment?
I said my word.
No, you've had your go.
Mary said something.
Go on now, Mary.
Jokingly, I just said, oh my giddy aunt. That's all.
No. The answer was, oh my word.
Oh my word, wasn't it? Because he said it.
Wait, I just said that, but after
you,
I said, I know.
I don't know, which then said, became the end of the go. You got the bit fair.
I remember.
No, I'm sorry.
I skipped a single point.
Mary, did we not have this rule? It affected you earlier on in the quiz, didn't it? Don't be too hasty with the I don't knows. Right. Mary.
Speaking of, yes.
What did Rago, whatever his name was, want to do to Jamie and the Doctor? Keep it clean.
Now.
Well, he wanted to do intelligence tests on them.
I'll give you a point for that. It's not quite what's in the script, but anybody for a bit more accurate to what was relayed in the script? Also, one quiet again. Okay. The answer was...
Practical makeup.
Bit late, Debbie.
Sorry.
Probe their physiological makeup.
Oh, bollocks, that's written down as well.
Right, damn. Debbie.
Yes?
Where were Sanex's court told...
Sanex?
Or Vic Sinax nasal spray. What's his name?
Senex.
Senex, whatever. All right, where was Senex court told to wait... while he talked with Cully and Zoe?
I don't think I know.
Chamber.
A big one, Debbie?
In the antechamber.
Yes, the chamber where your...
But not the uncle chamber.
Shut up! a chamber where your parents, brothers or sisters might be kept. Let me get my jokes out, Kirby. You've had enough bloody jokes, and in fact you've got 2 points for comedy reasons. It's now my turn. Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost where I was. Anyway, there we are. Right, what did Rago or Rago, or however you pronounce it, think the Doctor's eyes were?
Intelligent.
Whee! Should have played the Joker. Oh, you already have.
No, I've already played the Joker. Can I play two Jokers, please?
Right, Kirby.
Yeah, I've got two.
Kirby! I don't know why I've put this question in. Kirby, how long did the effects...
Shut up!
Kirby!
Me? Okay, I thought you said
Kirby. How long?
Randy,
shut up!
Okay.
How long did the effects of an atomic explosion last?
I know.
It's 172 years in this case.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Why did you play Joker, Kirby? Mary.
Yes.
What did Sully intend to steal?
Oh, you mean Cully?
Yeah, why can't Sully for Cully?
I know.
Don't remember.
Another little point for me. Anybody else? Know. Oh, Kirby knows.
The travel capsule. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
No. Debbie.
Yeah.
How many galaxies are the Dominators masters of?
Yes.
Everyone knows this one.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
10.
10, was it?
Yeah.
Answer. Andy.
That was wasted on Debbie.
What were Zoe and a Dolkian friends working for? When they were, you know, moving those rocks around. So what were Zoe and a Dolkian friends working for?
So I don't know if it was on the... I don't even understand the question.
Well, the Dominators said that when they were moving all those rocks around, that all the people
Hang on, it worked to the point of exhaustion and no time collapse.
Not quite, but I don't know. Go on then. I think Kirby said
they're
he knows.
Working for your lives.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Right, Kirby.
Master.
Where do all the capsules control wires lead?
Joker.
Yeah.
The nose of the capsule.
Alright.
Mary.
Yes.
What is the name of the chairman of the emergency committee?
I'll take a chance here and do a Joker. Is it Tensa?
Pardon?
Tensa?
Yes.
Yep.
Debbie.
Yes.
Who did Roger threaten to report Toba to?
I know.
I couldn't get this properly. High command or something, because I was watching the crackly version and I had real trouble.
Never mind crackly versions. Yes, no. Kirby?
The fleet leader.
That's it, yeah.
Andy.
Okay.
See, when I've seen the story, I do better.
Did the Doctor describe the Dominator's argument to Zoe?
No idea.
Another point for me. Anybody else?
No.
Mm-mm.
Another point for me. The answer was internal dispute. So, score. In last place, with 13 points is Mary. In joint third place, with 15 points each, is Andy and Kirby. In second place, with 34 points, is Debbie. In the lead, with 10, 20, 30, 40, 52 points, is me.
Bloody hell.
You lots are so rubbish. Right, Matthew Kirby.
Great.
Master.
Where'd I get up to? Who did Roger command the Quark to kill in the Dolkian government?
Tensa.
Mary.
Again, if I see the story, I...
Shut up, Kirby. Mary, who did Roger threaten to report Toba to? I've done that one.
Yes, you have.
It was your fault. It was Kirby's fault.
But I already used my Joker.
Right. Moving on. This is the one I actually meant to ask. What did JB use to watch things on the surface?
A periscope.
No. I think a telescope. Sorry, I think it was a telescope.
Debbie.
Yes.
Where on the planet was safe?
I think I know.
Nowhere.
Come on.
Whoa!
I know.
Debbie Melrose.
Right. What, that was it?
It was it. Nowhere was safe.
The underground shelter was safe.
Well played, Debbie.
Yeah, the shelter.
Yeah, the underground shelter.
Nowhere was safe. It was in the script.
Nowhere was safe.
Thank you, Debbie.
Where can we go? Nowhere. Yes. You know, the doctor says that, I think.
Thank you very much. Andy.
Okay.
It's going to blow up, for goodness sakes, so nowhere's safe. Andy, why was Jamie's idea so brilliant?
Oh, that was rude.
Oh, that
yeah.
one, I know it.
Yeah, he's going to dig the tunnel. He's going to dig the tunnel to catch it.
I know.
Oh.
All right, Kirby, we know you know.
No, I know what the idea was, but why it's brilliant, I don't know why it's brilliant. No.
Right, and Kirby, sorry, you said you know.
It's so simple, only you could have thought of it.
Oh, bollocks, yes.
So mean, wasn't it?
That was awful.
That's one of my favourite quotes.
Right, now, we have three questions left, so they're free-for-all questions.
Oh, no.
So we'll do a score update prior to that. In last place, with 15 points each, is Mary and Andy. In third place, with 18 points, is Kirby. In second place, with 10, 20, 36 points, is Debbie. And in the lead, with 10, 20, 30, 40, 53 points, is me.
It's
right.
Even better if I answer any of these.
Okay, right. Free-for-all question number one. What did the doctor use to start the tunnel? What?
I know.
What did the doctor use to start a tunnel, sonic Kirby? What did the doctor use to start the tunnel?
The sonic screwdriver.
He said free-for-all.
It is free-for-all. He called out the answer.
Yeah,
and he said, I know.
I called out, I know.
He said, yeah. I know, as I was saying sonic screwdriver.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You're supposed to say, I know, or you're not supposed to shout out the answer. You should know that. How long have you been playing this quiz, Debbie?
Not long enough.
And right. I didn't hear you say
next
it.
Next question. Be quiet, then. Stop talking over each other. Next question. What did Jamie hope Quarks couldn't do?
I know.
Go on, then.
Climb.
It's a song by Miley Cyrus, and a very good song at that. Final question. What was Rago's last word?
Ah!
No, it wasn't.
Obey, wasn't it?
Which is essentially what She Must Be Obeyed upstairs said when she said that would be the end of the podcasting after me telling Isabella off before the show. So I'm going to get it in the next one morning. Yes, yeah, so that's the end of the questions. Let's tote up the current scores.
Wait a minute, you listened to Miley Cyrus?
It's a song called Climb by Miley Cyrus. It's a cracking tune.
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus, a song called
Look Up
the
Climb.
Miley Cyrus. It's a really good tune. She's not a very good person, the tune is. Yeah, sorry to interrupt your phone call. I do hope it's not a summons.
Kind of late.
What, to get a phone call?
Yeah, 5 to 10.
Yeah, but it's not in America, isn't it? Anyway, right. So.
I thought it was your phone.
Yeah, whose phone
Mary's,
was it?
I think. Not mine. Anyway. Well, Mary's
whose phone
not,
was it?
Mary's. Must be Mary's.
Okay, right. So, the current scores are in last place, so with 15 points each, Mary and Andy. In third place, with 20 points, is Kirby. In second place, with 40 points, is Debbie. And in the lead, with 53 points, is me. But then we do the waging part of the thing. Now, Kirby said Debbie. His points stay at 20. Mary says me. Her points double to 30. Debbie says me. Her points double to 80. Andy said Debbie, his points stay at 15. And I said Debbie, and my points stay at 53. The new and final scores are, in last place, with 15 points, Andy. In fourth place, with 20 points, Kirby. In third place, with 30 points, Mary. In second place, with 53 points, me. But the winner this week of this week's You Won't Get This One, it's Debbie Smarty Pants Melrose!
Yay!
And for once, her not having faith in herself paid off. Darn it. I thought I was on for a winner there. Right, so I suppose we better move on to news. I know they're filming at the moment, so we're seeing a lot of quite exciting images from the Doctor Who sets, and it seems that Matt Lucas is in a lot of them, so it seems that he might be around for quite a while.
Yeah, apparently he got out of the robot somehow.
Yeah, but it's all timey-wimey, Kirby.
Timey-wimey with people, please.
Right, not a lot of news, I don't think. David Tennant, he was a doctor last week, and he's still a doctor. The two doctors, David Tennant and Stephen Moffat, honoured. There you go, we already knew that. It was Saturday the 16th of July 1966, 50 years ago today, that the third season of Doctor Who came to an end. So that was the end of the last full series of William Hartnell. Tom Baker joined Star Wars Rebels. Former Doctor Tom Baker has been revealed to be playing a character in the latest animated spin-off series based on the Star Wars universe, Star Wars Rebels. So that's it for Doctor Who news. So,
have you heard that Richard Dawkins and Mary Tam have split up?
Hey?
Richard Dawkins and Mary Tam have separated.
But Mary Tam's been dead for years.
Yes, yeah,
not
been
not
dead
Mary
for
Tam.
Years.
Not Mary Tam. Sorry, Lala Ward. Beg your pardon. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That was nearly a major scoop.
See,
there,
did
Andy.
See, we figure it out, you know.
So Lala Ward and Richard Dawkins have separated.
No, I did not hear that.
That's the last couple of days that's happened.
You met Lala Ward, didn't you, Debbie? Oh no, you missed out on that one. Sorry.
I missed out on that one.
So literally over the last couple of days they separated.
So how did you manage to get them separated then, Andy? Did they listen to the live link up episode or something?
Yeah, they listened to me, and that was it. They added up, yes. you did the time to the Telegraph today.
What, are you in that as well? Oh, sorry.
Oh yes, I was in that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. Co-presenter tries to sabotage it live link up podcast on the front page of the Daily Mail of.
Not Daily Mail, give me some credit. I mean, proper papers, the Times and the Telegraph. Daily, blooming.
A little bit, please.
Right, whowon.co.uk.
Is it whowon.co.uk?
We have no. Gallifrey Enemy Lines, which is a CD sort of audiobook thingamajig by David Llewellyn. The price of £20. That's available to buy now. A TARDIS key ring. Which I think I've got one of these actually, and they did give them free with Doctor Who Adventures at one point, but this is probably a better quality one. £3.99. Now, if you live in America, guys, it's not going to cost that much to ship a TARDIS keyring over to the US, and they're really quite cool, aren't they, Debbie?
Yes, Adam, they're really quite cool. I'd like to get one myself.
Why don't you go over to Ride, Debbie, and get one?
Because every time Debbie's I go voice. Over to Ride to get one, they're shut. Ask Billy Kirkbright.
Okay, I'll ask Billy Kirkbright next time, Debbie. Thank you very much. Right, stacking mugs. We talked about these last week.
God, I sound really weird.
Is your voice really
some
that deep?
Some Taran experiment by Ian Marta.
It's an audio book. But honestly,
Well, you need to take maybe have a few of those. Remember those little sort of lockets, weren't they? The soft scent.
So, right. Debbie, you can have some of my painkillers, Debbie. That'll help your voice a bit.
Suntaran Experiment, Ian Martyr, I said that one. Doctor Who Magazine 501, it's a nice picture of Tom Baker on the cover. £5.99, and I'll keep on going on.
What?
Oh, he's gone quiet. He went, "I just," and then shut up. That's good.
I said, I just got issue. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it says no microphone detected. That's
weird.
We can hear you.
Yeah,
well, just spit it out, Kirby.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just got issue 500 a few days ago.
Yes.
I've been enjoying it.
Well, did you get it from Who Won?
No.
No. Well, that's really irrelevant when it comes to this particular link, but never mind. And the Cool Box Teapot, which actually is supposed to be a TARDIS teapot, but for some reason they've called it on a Doctor Who site a Cool Box Teapot. All available at whowon.co.uk. Coming soon items, got the 2017 annual. Cool. I haven't had a Doctor Who annual for years.
Love one this year.
I probably wouldn't read it, even if I did have one, to be fair. Companion Chronicles Second Doctor box set by John Pritchard, priced £25. It's a four-disc set. That's quite a good value for £25, isn't it, Mary?
Yes.
Who plays the Second Doctor in that story, I wonder? Everybody's gone quiet.
Fraser Hines.
Fraser, isn't it? Yeah,
it's Fraser. Usually Fraser.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He plays the Second Doctor.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, cool. I've never heard that. I know I've heard him do an impression of the Second Doctor. Obviously.
Yeah, he does. He was
shifting between the voices at
Shares Bat. Yeah, yeah, cool. That's worth getting, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Right, yes. Countermeasures. Who killed Tony Kinsella?
Adam, why do you think all the ladies on these podcasts have got really deep voices?
I'm not saying anything. Evening Empires by Andrew Cartmell et al. I presume that's a comic book thing that, as Andrew was mentioning on the episode a couple of weeks ago. Evening Empires, £13.99. So there you go. There's a few items. If you go to whoon.co.uk, have a browse through their website. Lots of goodies there. If you come to the Isle of Wight, make sure you go to their shop in the afternoon because they obviously have a siesta in the morning at Who Won.
Yeah.
For some reason, as like I say, Billy Kirkbright found out. Lavazzi.co.uk. And I can say our very good friends at Lavazzi, because Melinda's a top bloke.
Definitely.
They have some... Pardon?
Definitely.
She's only saying that because she wants a job.
yes, it's my... the sponsor, it's my favourite sponsor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I've got to drop out now, folks.
Okay, mate.
Take care.
Thank you, Andy.
Are we on next week? Is it next week?
No, I've got a works function next week, so I won't be available next Sunday.
So, mind robber 2 weeks' time, then, is it?
Yeah.
We'll keep
keep you posted, yes.
Okay, take care, bud.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Right.
Yeah, so, like I said, we've got some Star Trek stuff available now, which is really quite nice. The Doctor Who items, I think we've spoken about on many
occasions. It's almost as if Star Trek's almost 50 years old.
Yeah, absolutely stunning Doctor Who items. And we've also got Sherlock items. Sherlock's coming back soon, and there's been pictures posted of Benedict Cumberbatch filming Series 4 of Sherlock. So, yeah, that's lavazzi.co.uk. And now Debbie is going to talk... Hang on. Debbie's going to talk about Audible. I'm not too sure. We're not saying this or nothing, because I don't actually get any correspondences back from them at all. But I suppose we're duty-bound to mention it, aren't we, Debbie?
Yes, yeah, so if you go to audible.co.uk/20MB, you will be able to join for free and 3 months trial, and you get a nice free audiobook to keep. Obviously, if you decide to stay on, it's about £7 to... a month, and you get unlimited access to a huge library and back catalogue of some amazingly narrated books and in full, and it's really, really good. So if you pop over to Audible and have a go, see what you think. We've been quite a big fan of it over here. We're still very much in love with it in the Melrose family. So audible.co.uk/20MB.
Yes, thank you very much, Kirby. Yes, Kirby.
Dealing back with the news story about Richard Dawkins and Lala Ward, not Mary Tam, do you know that they were introduced to each other by Douglas Adams?
I didn't know that, so it's particularly sad for you.
Anyway. Well, it says that they got to know each other at a party that he gave, but it doesn't say that he introduced them, does it?
Yes, he did. He's written about it many times, or back when he was alive.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. So, like a next time, apparently, and I was unaware of this, it's Mind Robber. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes. Very, very good one.
Don't give it away.
We've done it before.
I don't quite know when we're recording yet. I know it won't be next Sunday because at the moment we've got a works get together, a works social night at the Bargeman's Rest. So
I'd rather do it on a Sunday afternoon than a Monday morning. So
I'm just saying.
If not, it would then therefore be on the Monday the 20th. Monday the 25th, which is the next day. Other than that, 31st. Of July is the next available Sunday.
Oh, I can't do it on the 31st.
Should we do it on the 25th then?
That's fine with me.
Are you available on the 25th, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm free all that week, and I think I can come up to you as well if we're still recording at your house.
So that's Monday morning, a week from tomorrow.
Right, and I can pretend to Debbie that we've that we can go on with the we've cancelled the podcast to appease Isabella, and then she'll be off at work and I can record the show while she's out.
What happens if she hears from a neighbour
that
a strange lady walked into your house and didn't come out for a couple of hours?
Well, when she did come out, she had a red face.
Yeah.
And the hair was slightly bedraggled.
Does anyone want to know why I'm not available on the 31st?
No, we don't care.
No, I'm sure you want to indulge us with the answer.
We are. That's the day when the geek daughter is moving from one apartment to another at university, so I need to be there to help her move.
Fair enough.
I suppose that's an acceptable excuse. What do you think, Mary?
Excuse.
Well, I guess, and you know, family's family.
Yeah. Mary, she's met the geek daughter.
So. Mary, do you think you should give me your phone number so I can send you an alarm call?
You might have to.
I'm going to have to call it a night, my dears.
Yes, it's Sunday night.
It is a night, yes. Yeah.
Right, so anyway, so hopefully we'll be back on that Monday, and things will be back to normal. So thank you for listening to the show. Sorry about the Facebook live thingy. It went because some members of my family couldn't be bothered to charge up the iPad. But until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Bye.
Night-night.
Night-night.
Is an apvservices.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.